E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
Still very much in the catch-up mode here. We have a couple to do today. We haven't done Daryl Dragon yet. So let's do him. You will probably know him better as the captain of the Captain and Tennille, the pop musical duo of the 70s.
All right, Mino, Ryan, since you're in here for Ty, how familiar are you with the Captain and or Tennille?
I know Love Will Keep Us Together. It's a fun song.
Okay.
I know Muskrat Love, and that's from a TV show, Boy Meets World, that I watched back as a kid, and that was the parents' love song.
Muskrat Love. Okay.
Great, in my opinion.
Yeah. Now, for me, this was, like we were talking about yesterday, how my kid was singing all the words to the Imagine Dragons stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This band, I knew this band and knew their songs almost more than any other band in like 1978. I bet you for sure as a 9-year-old kid or whatever, 8-year-old kid, if you said, what is the one band you know the most songs of theirs, I would say the Captain and Tennille back then.
And it was a 9-year-old?
Yeah.
No.
Dude, they were
not for me.
Huge.
Yeah, they were, but I mean, I can't really name anything other than
Love Will Keep Us Together. Start playing the hits, Mike.
Muskrat Love, was that them?
Yeah, you just missed
Muskrat
Ryan talking
love,
about it.
It's driving me mad.
No.
Making me
no.
crazy. Muskrat Love, is that it?
No.
That's close.
Now this is...
kind of just said those two. So.
You did?
Yeah.
Like that, though.
I was out of the room. Did I miss something?
Yeah, all of it. In the
town and beautiful.
Yeah, this was a big hit for them. This is a song written by the Texas folk legend Willis Allen Ramsey.
Does this Do This To Me One More Time?
No. Would you stop it?
That's not Do This To Me One More Time. That's this.
I know that one. What did she want him to do to her?
This was all... This was,
what is that?
That.
Yeah.
Blood.
Like hand her a sandwich? What?
Was this all, at the time, considered what? Was this on rock and roll?
No. This wasn't on rock.
This is easy listening,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, this was on, you know, pop stations.
Sounds like baby making music.
Kind of.
Isn't her demand kind of greedy?
I would say so.
I mean, I'm going to need about 20 or 30 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, if someone abroad tells me that, I am out, man. I'm rolling
Seriously.
Over.
How do you know she's asking that?
Well, I mean,
and she's
assuming.
Talking to her husband. They're married, right?
Well, presumably.
Daryl Dragon.
Maybe she meant light choking.
Throw it in my butt.
Maybe that.
All right, what about this?
Hell yeah.
Just because you become a young woman now, you still some things that you don't understand.
Well, why did I know these songs?
They were shop around, Corby. You couldn't get away from them back then. Believe me, I tried. Yeah, this is Shop Around, a cover of the Smokey Robinson, The Miracles here. Shop
Around. Did he always wear the captain hat?
Was yes, he did.
Yeah, the way that started. He played piano, right?
Yeah, the way that started. Was for a while he was in the Beach Boys backup band before they went. The Captain Tennille went big time, and he would wear it on stage. And Mike Love started calling him Captain Keyboard.
That's how he got the nickname, the Captain.
Yeah, he took the Captain and ran with it, and kept the cap and everything.
Well, and why did they go with the last name of her, the Captain and Tennille?
I don't know.
What was wrong with the Captain and Tony?
I don't know, man.
Fancy with the stars.
But he developed familial tremor in 2009. And according to her, his condition was neither debilitating nor terminal. But things got worse. In 2010, she came back and said that...
Were they still married?
Yeah, they were.
It's
They didn't divorce until 2014 after 39 years of marriage.
She's all sick and stuff, and she left him?
Or maybe he left her.
No. Now, get this.
What?
He was unaware of this until he was served with the divorce papers.
Dude. And he's got the sick.
Been there, brother.
What? All right.
In 2014, he told TMZ, I don't know why Tony filed for divorce.
Oh, man. Poor guy. Oh.
Then later, in 2016, she went on the Today Show and stated that the reason for the divorce was his inability to be affectionate.
What a bitch!
Oh!
Seriously!
Oh!
The guy's effing sick! He's got familial tremors, which I've never heard of before, but it doesn't sound pleasant. He probably can't get things moving, and it's not his fault. What a whore.
Stupid bitch.
Seriously.
Stop it.
Seriously.
Language, boys.
That is terrible. Awful woman.
In 2017, he told people that he was making great progress and feeling like himself again.
No, not good enough for her, horny ass.
And he also said that she had flown to Arizona and had been a big help in his improvement.
Yeah.
So maybe there was a reconciliation.
God, what does she turn into, like the grandma from the Golden Girls? Just can't get enough of it?
Corby, women have needs too.
Shut up.
You hear that, Corby?
I am done with the captain and Tennille. As of this moment.
No, you're done with Tennille.
I will no longer purchase any of her records.
Okay. I will support the captain.
I will support the captain.
He's dead.
But I'm not supporting her.
Maybe she was having an affair with Captain Sorensen.
Maybe she was. Maybe she's got a thing for captains. Maybe
Captain
she was
Sorensen
on her way to
here.
Captain Doodoo.
Or Crunch.
Yeah, or Kangaroo. She just rummaged through all the captains.
America settles on him.
Well, he was 76.
God. Okay, what year did she divorce him? 14
years ago.
2014?
Yeah, 2000,
when he was 72?
January 2014.
So he wasn't horny enough for her?
Yeah.
When she's freaking 75?
She had needs, Corby.
God.
I gotta go get it right
That's
now.
That's it. I'm disgusted by this entire day. She's ruined the Cowboy playoff game for me. I'm not gonna be able to think about that game tomorrow. I'm thinking of her old ass. Not getting enough. He wasn't affectionate enough. Or he couldn't provide affection because he was sick.
Well, she needed to go get it right now.
Yeah.
God, get a vibrator.
Dude.
What?
I know it's Friday, but come on.
You watch it, Bayless.
Come on now. Friday's the day that we let it all hang out a little bit. That's not that bad. He said worse.
I know.
On
He's
many
right.
occasions.
He's right. I'm upset,
I'm thinking
too.
The show as a collective can do better.
No, God, no.
Might be the best show of the week, honestly.
Did you want to do one here, or is that it?
Yeah, let's stay on time here, homie.
All right.
Stay hard, Captain. I'm in your corner. Just know that.
Poor Captain.
Yeah.
Yep.